Planning and Transit Committee on May 23rd at 5 p.m. On our agenda this evening is the IDA applicant interviews. Is there anything any of the board members would like to add before we go into executive session for the interviews? Legislator Rodriguez.
I apologize, but I just need to ask procedurally. I don't believe we went into executive session when we did the appointments or interviews for the RRA appointments. I believe we just did it in regular session. I don't believe it was executive session.
I think according to the Committee on Open Government, it's a way of protecting the applicants, and it's allowed.
Right. I mean, it's just more a matter of just saying this with the last you know major appointment. I don't think we went to the executive session
with the RRA appointments, but I remember 2 years ago. I believe we followed the same process of going on
executive session. Okay, all right. In terms of questions, the only thing I would probably like to add is going to be, I think, what they sort of view as what their feelings are about policies that affect local governments.
That's a good question.
And that's specifically pilot agreements.
Right.
And
do you just get make that sure. in number, what is it?
I mean,
how would you handle making unpopular decision with following New York State law?
That's a different, because you're following New York State law, but this is about how it actually impacts local governments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good question.
So what is the
you want to do it right after that question?
Local government and decision-making?
Well, no, it's not that part of it. I mean, I'm going to be very, remember, their decisions affect the tax, the tax base of the local government, both potentially negatively and positively. But that said, though, there's, of course, the issue of how pilot agreements impact local communities.
So I would frame it in not a leading way, but just say, how do you, what are your...
I thought I said it fairly neutral the
so
first
what
time.
So again?
How do you perceive, I guess, how the IDA impacts local governments?
Okay.
And that's...
Well, I think, just to add, and great question, but I think everybody should know, with the... Wilmot v. New Paltz or New Paltz v. Wilmot, that case...
Wilmorite, you mean?
Wilmorite. Not being appealed. Effectively, what that has done is made the IDA... I don't want to use the term partner, but they will now more than likely include every municipal government. Believe me.
You mean the school district, et cetera?
My personal belief is I think that they're going to have to talk to everybody because, like I said, with that case being out there, Supreme Court case not appealed, it did not go to an appellate court.
Part of what we're gauging here is a philosophical...
Just to understand their level of awareness of the impact, it's worth asking.
Okay.
How did you frame it again?
Why don't we just add it to that question?
Right, so it could be right after the how will you handle...
Or just unpopular put it just decisions, IDA guidelines.
No, it makes it sound like it's linked
to it.
Because sometimes it could be... It could just be unpopular for different reasons beyond tax implications.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just don't like it or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Think,
like, if you notice, like, I mean, not to harp on that, because I think it's bigger than just that, the New Paul specific case, but nobody hated the project itself, per se, in terms of the housing. What they hated was the tax implications, right, in that specific instance. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying about how the ITA interacts, again, with local governments. It's sort of a thing where it's not just that. There have actually been other projects that have sort of popped up over the years. Maybe not to the degree that that particular one got so many headlines and so much play, so to speak.
Oh, I agree. But, I mean, we all know that I have my feelings about pilots. So, the question again, so we can make it consistent.
I thought I said it right the first time. What does it say on it?
Slowly.
I don't remember it now.
your feelings?
On how the IDA... decisions impact local governments.
Yeah.
Dang, that's it.
Yeah.
Feelings or thoughts?
Your feelings regarding IDA decisions on local government.
Impact local governments.
IDA.
I do apologize for not giving that to you.
No, that's fine. That's good.
At least you were thinking on the way here.
So your feelings on IDA.
Give it a moment than that.
How are the IDA decisions impact local government?
You're good now. Now I can harass you.
Right. Is there anything else? Is there a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.